What's up, baby dolls? Thanks for tuning in. My name is Daniel, and I'm here with
Louie,
Jasmine,
and welcome to the show.
Ruff.
That's right, everybody. We have a brand new intro. We're going to do that every single week. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, we got it.
We
got it.
We don't want any complaints. No emails written to us.
Louie, do you have anything that you want to tell the listeners before we start?
Two big announcements.
Okay.
Number one, Jasmine and I, the Look What We Found podcast is going to BravoCon.
Officially.
If you guys don't know what it is, it's the channel Bravo has a con where they have all of their, what would you call it? Their
Bravo Liberties is
Bravo
what they
Liberties.
Like to
Bravo
say.
Liberties,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's, I think, performances. There's live panels. You can ask questions. And this is the second year they're having this, and Jasmine and I get to go.
And the cool thing was they bought a ticket without me.
Oh, my God.
And now they're like, it was expensive. But I'm glad that they're going. Do you have anything else you want to tell them? Maybe something about liking or subscribing or something like that.
Before we move on, the other announcement, I was going to get to that, is that Daddy decided to learn how to moonwalk. And I will be posting.
No, not this.
Yes. Yes, this is another announcement, and I don't care. I decided this week, and I told the love of my life, I was like, hey, I'm about to embark on this journey, and I want you to be part of it.
About learning how to moonwalk.
Yeah, okay. And I'm going to fucking get it, dude. So that's the other announcement, and don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button. Take it away.
I will say, people that try to moonwalk, you're making the same mistake across the board.
Tell me.
Most people, they pull their foot up.
Yes.
And then they move the other one back. Oh, no, that's what you're supposed to
do. You're supposed to do.
They pull their foot up, and then they pull it back. But you're supposed to pull one foot up, and that foot pushes the other foot back.
Already fucking up, ladies
and gentlemen.
As
the other one goes up.
I've been looking and studying this already. You put the foot up. The mistake I was making is that as I drag this one, I put this one down, and that's not what happens.
Well, Hold on a second. Well, anyway, the point is, you're doing it wrong. Maybe I can't verbalize it.
Do you know how to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so later on, we will be posting a video.
Yeah.
Just so everyone.
Now, I need a couple of weeks, and we're gonna
gliding around like Usher or Michael. But yes, I can do it. I can basically.
Okay,
do
you
it.
Hear? Okay. We're gonna have a moonwalk off.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna have people vote on it. And that's just what it is.
That is what
all
it
right.
is.
All right, go ahead. Moving on.
All right. Okay, so really quick, guys, we get so many followers nowadays.
It's
like every day, follower.
Yeah.
Look behind us, following us all over the place, right? And so a lot of times, I don't know if you guys do this, but I have a lot of fun saying, "Who is this person that's following?"
Oh yeah,
do you guys do that?
I haven't in a while, but I used to.
I'm like, "Who's that?" Interesting. So, I just thought I'd feature one of the followers that we got recently.
Yeah.
This guy, his name, if you want to look him up, is Giddy Up Pillow. And I was like, who's Giddy Up Pillow guy? And here he is, guys. Now, at first I was like, what is this? And if you just look at it, it just looks like a stripper on a guy, right?
Yeah.
Jasmine, you could go. And it is.
Okay.
Now, we could go to his page.
Go to the page.
And if you look closer.
That's all he does.
If you look
this
closer. Let's see. Go to the second one.
Can I read the description?
Yes. Read the description.
The mission of the Giddy Up Twerka. Because his tag name is Giddy Up Pillow.
Giddy Up Pillow.
Yeah.
So the mission of the Giddy Up Twerka is to assist lovers, young and old and disabled, by accentuating the cowgirl experience of lovemaking.
That's right. Now, Jasmine was smart and she read the top, and I've never read the top
before. Because right underneath it.
Well, because there's a big old distraction.
Big ass booty.
It's hard to just read the top.
But
right?
That's why we
is
have that,
that
balance.
Is that what's hard?
So, anyway, this guy made an invention, if you're just listening, where there's a whole bunch of basically girls twerking on guys, but it looks like they're doing it at a convention. And this genius of a man invented a pillow so that the strat, like the cowgirl experience, just like the description says.
Oh, click on the pillow? Or that...
Which one?
Maybe the bottom in the middle. It looks like an... Oh, there you go. That's it.
Now you guys can see the pillow that he made is like...
That
way the knees don't hit the ground. You know, your dick has to be 18 feet long for this this one, but
okay, so it's like basically like two cushioned pillows for like the knees to
It's a revolutionary
slanted
giddy up pillow. No, I don't know about you guys,
at
but
at first sight I thought he was just a regular bed, but there's layers to this.
There is, and I don't know if there's different sizes.
But wait, it says to the disabled. Okay, so this is also being used as like,
well, because you know, like maybe you want to use the ground instead of the bed because the bed is like pushing down too hard, right?
Yes,
especially with a woman this size. So you can move it to the floor, use the giddy up pillow without hurting your knees.
Can you click on that one on the middle to the right?
Women are going to be using this device.
Well, look at the guy's not a young guy.
The one in the middle on the right, that one. Let's see.
This is if you want to flip it. Now look, he has little foot things for reverse cowgirl, so she doesn't slide all the way back. If you want to,
so who buys this? You think?
I know. I think maybe out of those 10 guys in the back, I think 3 of them have it.
Like,
and that one is just made of styrofoam. It looks like, right?
Oh yeah, I think that's a prototype.
I think that's what the box it comes in.
Yeah, is that cup holders?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, that's the Giddy Up pillow. If you want to check it out, it's giddyup.com. I clicked on the link. It's not there.
Yeah.
But still, if you guys want to check out this follower, Giddy Up pillow, I just think it would.
So should we follow him back at this point?
Yes.
Yeah, hit the follow back. Seeing it here first.
Get him on the show, man. I want to get into the mind of a genius for once.
And then also, to our other followers, like, maybe step it up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, our standards for followers now are over here.
Honestly, though, if you guys have any interesting products or anything you guys want us to just feature, send it to the
show
podcast.
Show them this episode.
Yeah, show them this episode, dude.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Okay. Right, so, go ahead. No, you first.
Okay, so I saw this thing recently.
Me too.
Yeah. I saw this thing recently about, have you guys heard, like, you know, the Kardashians are always accused of photoshopping things or editing things in or whatever, just to make themselves look better.
I love when they get caught, like, by these internet detectives that don't even have to be that smart, because when they show the, they're like, look at the back gate. All of a sudden, it's also warping to have a little ass fucking waist.
Yeah.
So they get busted. It's so funny. Yeah.
Pre-Ozempic, right?
Like, yeah.
So I recently saw this clip that, let me go ahead and just play it for you guys.
Okay. Oh.
Saying that they're CGI putting tears in Kim's face.
Oh my God, I saw that. You're touching here and here, but your tear was like right perfectly centered or something like that. You just missed it.
Who would CGI a tear?
Chloe has fake fingertips.
Let me clear this up for everyone. No, I don't wear fake fingertips. This is the length of my fingers.
Whoa, what the?
This is the length of this hand. This is the length of this hand.
Her finger did look deformed.
Okay.
There.
Yeah.
They're claiming, the Kim Kardashian was putting tears, right? Fake tears.
I hate to interrupt you, Jasmine, but I'm looking at your phone here. Do you have 10 unread text messages right now?
Oh, actually, this is Louis's phone. Mine is way worse.
That is such a Louis thing to do, to have 10 text messages that he doesn't read.
You
want to
see how many I have?
I can't see that.
94. It says 94.
No, it does. Oh, that's missed calls. Oh,
okay. My bad.
It's really close. I have 618.
Oh, so you're like a grandma that like never checks her fucking phone.
I'm really bad.
And she has like 80 voicemails. One that you left last week, you're like, grandma, it's no wonder you never called me.
Yeah. Okay. Mine's really bad.
Anyway,
I went ahead and I took a screenshot of these things. So they're claiming that she has fake fingertips.
Okay, I will say that her hand looks bizarre right there.
It looks
there.
Weird, right?
Yeah. She has like the hand of Cruella De Vil.
But then she has, what's that crease? Do you see why they're saying that?
I do. I mean, it looks deformed right there, that her finger, but, you know.
Well, she might be just double jointed. I don't know.
You think so? I mean, I guess that's a thing, right? Like,
they do. I don't know. They look very long and
but
weird.
I mean, who fake fingertips? What does that even
mean? I know. What would that accomplish?
Well, I don't know. Like, drag queens wear fake fingertips for, like, their nails and stuff.
What do you mean fake fingertips?
Like, so that they don't have to actually get acrylics in, like when they actually do stuff, they put little inserts. So they're not real. Or they pour gloves that
have
nails on.
So they put like a fake finger, like a finger glove over their finger that has nails on it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like almost like, think about like Catwoman, right? She has little inserts for her nails or whatever.
Okay, are we talking about fake finger nails or fake finger tips?
No, I think she means like little gloves for the thing.
Yeah, some people wear gloves that have fingertips on them, so it's a thing.
I see. And so then maybe she's wearing a glove.
Maybe. I don't know. But then they have this that they caught her so that they...
What the... No, no, that's just the ink.
She's just doing this.
It's look just it. Weird.
No, look it. I could do it.
Yeah.
Oh, Daniel has fake fingers.
Yeah.
It's just weird. So
call
maybe
the paparazzi.
Maybe we'll post a poll to see what people think.
Paul.
Sorry. That was weird. Anyways, I just thought that was weird and I wanted to share that with you guys. But let me go ahead and get into my story. Something else that the Kardashians are really into is like manifesting.
Okay.
Are you guys like privy to that, or do you think it's BS, or
no?
I'm half one foot in, one foot out type of guy for that.
Really?
What about you, Lou?
Yeah, I usually call bullshit on that.
I mean, it depends on the way that they're using it, right? If it's like manifest, I'm gonna sit here and like fucking a golden bunny is gonna appear in front of me. That's one thing, but I don't think that's what they're talking about, right?
Well, I don't know. Can you?
Yeah, so it basically there's certain techniques, like people will be like, write things on your wall or like make a check and it'll say that you have, you know, write a check and you'll get that type of money. But I saw one recently where it's supposed to be like this dangerous method, like you'll get it soon, but not in the ways that you think.
Okay.
So I have a video here.
For a long time, I've been hesitant to share this one manifestation method that I did many, many years ago that I had
the music.
Yeah.
Interesting consequences from. And it freaked me out and I never did it again. But I think I'm ready to share it because I think y'all are ready for it and can handle it. This method is called the 2-cup method, which I'll talk about here in a second on how to do it. But I really want to advise anybody who's interested in employing this technique to sort of tread carefully and with caution. And the best way that I can describe the results of this method is your manifestation will happen, like almost guaranteed, and everything will be the same, except not quite.
Oh, hurry up and tell I know. Us already.
So,
does she tell us the method or anything?
The method. So I basically...
Yeah, she's never going to tell
us. Yeah. No. So she's just kind of warning you, but apparently... So she goes on to say she was going to lose her job. And so she decided to use the 2-cup manifestation method.
Okay.
And it's basically, I guess you put like water, you get 2 empty glasses.
Just read them out. Let's see. Step one.
Get 2 empty glasses.
Or cups.
I was trying to just skip through that. Okay, 2. You decide on a specific goal you wish to achieve and accomplish.
Okay.
All right.
Number 3.
Then you write down your current situation and your desired outcome on 2 pieces of paper.
Number 4.
Okay.
Stick both pieces of paper to each glass, and then you fill that glass with water, the water that has your current situation.
Okay.
And then you pour the desired outcome glass you pour it into the desired outcome glass, and then you drink. So you drink your desired outcome glass, right?
See, it's another water thing.
Yeah, I was just going
to say. Yeah, I guess so. So after that, you supposedly will have successfully shifted to a higher self.
Damn, that's really, really simple.
So it invokes a universal shift. So she goes on to kind of say that her job was going to get dissolved. So she was going to, she was wishing for a new job, basically get a good job. Then it happened. She got a new job immediately and it was better. But then she started to notice weird little things that were happening.
I was going to say, because she said... But not quite. I want to know what the not quite is.
So what started happening to her?
So she started to notice like little things, like maybe like her toothbrush was a little bit of a different color. Or she started to notice the big thing that was a big red flag for her was that she asked, hey, to her mom, like she's like, oh, what happened to Rishi, which was a family friend. And she said, wait, he's been in Tokyo for like 5 years or whatever. And she said, wait, I just saw him like a month ago or
something. So she jumped timelines or something like that.
Essentially, it's
parallel universe.
Take you into a parallel universe that in which your desired outcome exists.
That's the reality, but it's not, it didn't come along with the rest of your old reality.
So you shifted to another one, but everything is, since there's so many realities simultaneously next to each other, it's only slight differences that you would notice.
Right.
So essentially, it's doing that. You get your desired outcome, but not in the way that you would think. It's a reality shift.
and she was like, man, I got all this money, but my toothbrush is blue now. I should never have done this.
What's crazy, though, is like...
I'm a millionaire, but my dog's in Tokyo.
And then you go into the comments, you guys, and then people are saying, like, I tried it, or, like, whatever, and this shit works, this shit is real. Like, a
Where
lot
are
of
the cups?
Things-
Why aren't we doing Why? This
I know,
right
Jasmine.
Now?
Well, I was like...
You have this great experiment. By the way, guys, the rice experiment we did last week, it's cooking. It's only been a couple of weeks, so we have a little bit ways to go.
We need photo updates.
Yeah. But I'll give you guys some photos.
Yeah, and so I was going to say if you guys want to do this, but I don't know if we want to move this carpet, y'all. Like, I don't know.
I'm so ready to move
the
carpet.
Yeah, dude. Like, okay.
What, were you just going to stay on this timeline? Boring. Let's
it's
go to
be
another
the
universe.
The most successful podcast, right? Cup? Obviously.
Oh,
and then can't we just like, and if so, we don't like it, just redo it and be like, can we go back? You know?
Yeah. I guess so, right?
And then Daniel has twins instead of one kid.
Oh, like, don't say that.
Well,
Lloyd.
Most successful podcast, dude. That's
twins,
a good...
triplets. Let's just.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was it. Maybe we'll try it. We'll try it off the pod. All right. So. Louis, what's...
Can you post, can you pull up the video that I have right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, before you do, now, this is another favorite topic of ours, dating, right?
Right.
And as the only person here that's a parent, I really wanted to see what your thoughts are after you see this video.
Really, really annoying me lately. This is going to be ics about men, but single mom version. Mm-hmm. So something that's been getting under my skin is... men not understanding what it means to be a single mom. So as a single mom, a single working mom, I have my plate full to the maximum, right? I don't have free time. The time that I do have free, I just want to relax. So one, I get it. I'm single. Yes. Do I want to date? Sure. If I meet the right person, right? But if you invite me out for a dinner or drinks, especially during the weeknight, come on. You know I have things to do. I'm sure you have things to do the next day. I have a child to take care of. I can't just go out late at night just whenever, right? So you have to take that into consideration. So if you're really going to invite me out, one, make it worth my time. And what do I mean by make it worth my time? Just don't invite me out to dinner and drinks. Get creative. Invite me out for an activity. Do something different. Do something that's going to be worth my time and effort. I am taking time out of my evening to meet with you, mm-hmm. to go and enjoy your company, you know, to see how things work, if we're compatible. I'm making an effort. So I expect you to make an effort. So don't just assume that I'm going to be able to drop off my child somewhere, because most likely I'm not. So unless you're offering to pay for the babysitter, I'm not going on that date. Also, offer to pay for the babysitter. That's going to make me more receptive to want to go and spend my time with you. And another thing.
Okay.
No, keep going.
Keep
said, going. And another go. Thing. What's the other thing?
You said you didn't want to keep going with this.
Oh, no, I do. I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing was that, like, if they go out drinking, that you should also probably pay for her Uber.
Okay.
She doesn't want to, like,
so pay for everything.
Pay for everything. Yeah.
And,
now,
and also make it extremely fun and creative.
Yeah, be creative.
Even though it's the first date.
This has to be worthy of my time.
Right.
I have a kid. I. Like, nobody's ever been a fucking single mom. Like, nobody's ever been a single dad trying to enter the... And I hate these type of people that only think that, like, no, I'm going to post this because I have something to say.
Yeah.
Like... she's the only one going through this shit.
What do you think, Jasmine?
Yeah, I mean, she's
Jasmine's
being...
a woman. She's going to automatically sign a little bit with that.
Yeah.
So it's
she's
important.
She's amazing. And she's...
it's important that we hear from the wrong side.
Yeah. Well, okay. She's absolutely right. I'm just kidding. No,
what are your thoughts?
She's unreasonable. Like, she's being too demanding. Like, I get it. One thing is if you're saying, like, okay, it's hard. Acknowledge that it's not as easy for me as a single mom I have. Kids, whatever, but at the same time, people are busy. Like, you're not the only person who has shit to do during the weekend or gets tired and wants to relax, you know?
Here's the thing. I see this maybe not exactly the same, but close to the guy that takes out the girl and spends all of this money And then goes, and she didn't even put out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, no, you kind of fucking.
Because she's not. And believe she's, me, yeah. She's a single mom, dude. Yeah. She's going to be. She already made the mistake, right? She had a kid. It didn't work out. She's not going to keep making that mistake. Oh, hope she. Actually, that's not true. She might.
Yeah,
but
you never know.
But more than likely, she's going to be a lot more cautious.
And who she
having with who she's having sex with, because it's because you can end up in that situation.
Especially
you know what
her,
I mean?
Right?
No, I get that part. But, but what
she's not putting out.
No, but I wasn't saying that she was going to put out. What I'm saying is that her demanding certain things because we're going out.
Right.
It's like a guy, independent from her. It's like when guys demand to get. You know, something out of that date.
Right, right.
What, you know, in guys' cases, this is usually sexual things in return, right? In her case, she's like, we haven't even gone out yet, but if I'm even considering this, you have to understand that I have to do this, 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 and you're going to have to fucking, like, accommodate that. And I don't know if that's necessarily fair, but I think she's unreasonable. I don't know, man. When I saw it, it just made me fucking want to throw my phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she's I think, trying annoying. To get that out of us,
you know? Yeah.
But it's just like, yeah, oh, man, it just makes you not want to ever date a single mom, you know? Like, watching a post like this.
I mean,
just forget it.
Well, the problem is,
go out with somebody else.
She's making it seem like all single moms expect you to pay for their babysitters and, like, dude, you know what I mean? Like, for her, I think she's trying to be like single mom posts, you know? Like,
yeah.
Type thing. But it kind of reminds me of, did you guys see that, like, a viral post where this chick was going on a date with this guy and she's like, ordered extra food, like an extra dish.
Oh,
for her. She's like, these are for my kids so they can eat during the date. And the guy was like, I'm not paying for your kids. You know, did you guys see that?
No, but I mean, I believe it.
Yeah. I mean,
and I feel like it's this world that we're entering where, like, there's such a new feminism movement and independent woman movement, but simultaneously I also feel like there's still like this push for like, but you guys still have to fucking pay for everything movement, you know what I mean? Like these type of things.
A gentleman,
what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, what? There's both, right? Because it's like the other thing is like cook and clean type thing, that like make me a sandwich, that's still a thing mentality for guys, some guys and girls.
What do you mean?
Like, there's for some girls, there's the expectation that they have to still do like housework, do whatever. You know, we're in a weird time.
Is
where
there? But I feel like it's definitely not mentioned out loud. Like, I don't see very many like posts like of a guy saying like, and you know what? If I want to pay for your babysitter, you might as well clean my motherfucking house.
There's definitely
posts. I don't see anything like that.
Yeah, you guys just aren't following like those douchebag channels. But there's definitely those like.
What are you talking about?
Show me.
I'll show you guys.
Okay. Yeah, bring something to the table. Otherwise, I know what you're saying.
Otherwise, make me a fucking sandwich.
No, I don't. I think there's more. Videos that go viral for like something like this.
Well, Andrew Tate.
Then
Andrew Tate would never say, "Make me a sandwich."
I think he would.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Oh yeah, dude.
And then that girl, the girl version of Andrew Tate, who she just like is riding that wave.
The white girl.
Yeah, the white.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's right though.
It's.
No, they're very opposite sides of the spectrum.
But anyways, those people are spreading that narrative. Like, it's still out there. Mm-hmm. But anyways.
Would you ever date a single mom, Louis?
I think I would, but not this fucking one.
It just seems like there's a lot. I'm not saying don't do it, but there's a lot that comes with it.
It also depends, like, at what age I'm dating her, right? Then, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty fucking old at this point. Like, I don't necessarily... I don't know. I think maybe when I was like early 20s,
Jasmine
no.
had like two kids when you met her, do you think that would have made a difference in you dating her?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think you proceed with caution, right? To be like, all right, before we really get emotionally attached here, because then it becomes a matter of like, am I willing to put her through this, the kids, me, fall in love with three people instead of...
Well, I think also what people don't take into account is the baby daddy.
Well, that...
And what dynamic is there?
Oh, of course.
Would you date a dad with kids and Jasmine's young?
I think
you have the baby mama stuff, you know?
Yeah, I think if it's... I've had situations, actually.
I was just going to say, she...
Yeah.
Oh, you have.
Yeah, but not even like I'm not even dating this person, but like I've had situations where they have like kids, like a friend has kids with another woman and they think like something's going on and they're just it's hard to be friends with them because the baby mama's jealous of just
her baby mama stuff. Yeah.
Just whatever, you know? But I've had that happen and like people being like, you know, you're breaking up a family. And I'm like, I'm not even with this guy. You guys are crazy, you know?
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, if the baby mama was crazy, it's a deal breaker for me, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, fuck yes, dude. There's a lot of variables, but I guess there is a scenario where I think I could, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's not a crazy scenario.
She just have to be super hot, right?
And yes, and also cool, right?
And cool, hot and cool.
Because hot can get you
all the temperatures.
I just think like it's okay to say like for people to have dating preferences. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I feel like it's a hot button when people say I wouldn't date a woman with kids. That's okay. It's okay to say it. Some people would. Some people wouldn't. That's all I'm trying to say. You know?
I wasn't trying to sound PC. I was like trying to go like, well, yeah, if she was cool as fuck and she's very attractive.
Jasmine's saying something.
No, sorry. No, then you go on the flip side and is a guy that's been single and he's like 40, 50. Mm-hmm. Like, is that a red flag? Because they don't seem like they've had much going on, you know, or they haven't been willing to commit to anything or whatever. You know?
And
that's a red flag, too.
Sure, sure. And you can choose not to date those people and they can be like, fine. You know what I mean?
It's what I want.
Everybody's choice. I just think it's okay to say what your preferences are without people trying to tear you down all of the time for your preferences. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I mean, my preference was date somebody without kids.
Yeah.
That's my preference.
Mm-hmm.
But if I met somebody, I wouldn't be dumb enough to be like, yeah, I don't think I can ever be with somebody with kids. I was like, I don't know if that's true.
No, you haven't met the right one yet. All right, let's do the baby doll.
All right, let's do it. The baby doll of the week is... It's a stray dog in the country of Lebanon. A dog was, I think, he saved a baby, an abandoned baby, and he picked him up and he dragged him to safety. And then some people actually found him. Obviously, I don't see there's a dog name for it. But how fucking crazy is I know we do a lot of baby dolls where dogs are the ones that get it. But fuck, man, sometimes. As a dog person, I think we are all dog people. I feel like we don't even deserve them, dude. Here's this one animal that has no attachment to this little human. And he knew, I was like, no, I got to fucking save this kid or somehow. There's something in them that bonds them with humans, I feel.
It is a weird thing about dogs
and people, right? Yeah.
And
I just like...
It goes back a long time, right?
Yeah, when I saw the Cosmos with Neil deGrasse Tyson on episode one or whatever, they show how one of the episodes they show how wolves become what we now have dogs, right?
Right.
And it's like one fucking wolf just got a little close to just the right human and the right wolf, and the human had just finished its hunt, and here you go, dude, here's some meat. And the wolf was being all cute and thankful, and then the wolf was like, wait a minute, dude. I don't have to do any of this shit.
That's what they said in Cosmos?
Yeah, it was. They showed a video.
That's so funny, dude.
You know, not verbatim, but... And then certain personalities and traits in wolves, the really friendly ones, the ones that were more attached to humans, they just started being more domesticated.
And the wolf went out, and he told the other wolves, he was like, look, guys, believe it or not, you guys are going to think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
There's a piece of food out there
that
if you don't eat it, that piece of food gives you food. If you just can resist from not eating it.
Yeah.
Stay alone. They're like, no.
Well,
I'm telling you, man. I found a piece of food and it gave me already hunted food.
Yeah,
me
too.
I didn't have to hunt the food.
Yeah, and you're not. Guess what? Not only don't you eat it.
Ooh!
If
sorry.
If you lick this food.
Reflex.
If you lick the food, but you don't eat it and give it kisses, shut the fuck up. So you have it next to your mouth and you're not biting it? No.
No.
You lick it and kiss it and it'll give you and food.
For you guys that aren't understanding what we're saying, is like, it would be like if we told you, if you go up to this piece of pizza and you just kind of lick it, come back the next day, you lick the piece of pizza, the pizza is going to give you a burger eventually.
Or something like that.
That's
yes.
how weird it sounded to the wolves.
Yeah.
It took a long time for them to come around.
And now we
and now
have
they're dogs.
Chihuahuas, dude. Yeah.
And then you have the Egyptians that are all into their cats randomly, right?
But they went to the dogs too, right?
I guess. I mean, there's Anubis, but I don't know.
I saw one where we're getting off topic here.
I feel like we don't know anything about the Egyptians, really. There's so much that we don't know about the Egyptians.
It blew my fucking mind that what ancient Egypt was, at least to what you get taught in school, those people didn't build the pyramids. That was ancient to them. So it just starts blowing your fucking mind. Then Ancient Aliens came out in the early 2000s, and then we need to end the episode so we won't get into
that's
that.
That's right. That's for right. Sure.
But anyways, this stray dog from Lebanon, you are the baby doll of the week. All right, guys, if you guys don't want to hear any more baby dolls of dogs or where there's no names, then do your part and nominate your baby dolls. You're going to get a trophy, and you're going to be
the baby doll of the year.
And lastly, if you know a woman that's a single mother and wants whoever dates her to pay for her babysitter, show her this episode.
If you guys know anybody that might be interested in using the Giddy Up pillow, show them this episode.
You guys know anybody that's manifested themselves into another reality,
show them this episode.
Babe, let's get that pillow.
And the water. Yeah.